President Bush is defending his plan to use military tribunals to prosecute suspected terrorists. He told reporters today at the White House that it is the right decision and that he looks forward to discussions with foreign leaders who oppose the idea. NBR News analyst Daniel Schorr says those are likely to be lively conversations.
The Senate Judiciary Committee, Republicans as well as Democrats, asked Attorney General John Ashcroft to appear for several hours this week to explain about the unilateral assertions of executive power in the war on terrorism. There are the more than 1,000 detainees, mostly of Middle East origin, about whom local law authorities have raised questions of racial profiling by the FBI. There is the wiretapping of phone calls between detainees and their lawyers. And most especially, there is the announced plan to try some foreign terrorist suspects before secret military tribunals. Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy says, "I think the Attorney General owes the country, certainly owes Congress, an explanation." Ashcroft, backed by a president enjoying poll approval in the upper 80s, is not hastening to respond. He indicates willingness to appear on Capitol Hill sometime in December and for less than several hours. But if Ashcroft can face down the Congress, he may have more trouble facing down the rest of the world, starting with a Spanish judge. In Madrid, Magistrate Baltasar Garzon is holding 8 suspects without bail. They are believed to have links to Al-Qaeda, including the Al-Qaeda cell in Hamburg, Germany, led by Mohammed Atta, who flew one of the hijacked airliners. Judge Garzon says he will not extradite the suspects if they face secret military trials. Other European countries are likely to take the same position. That also applies to the refusal of the European Union, which has abolished the death penalty, to extradite suspects to face capital punishment in the United States. The Justice Department has waived the death penalty in some cases. Now the Bush administration is being asked to waive secret military trial for terrorists. Today, the president insisted he must have the option of a military tribunal. It cannot be pleasant to contemplate the prospect of an Al-Qaeda leader lecturing the infidels from a federal district court witness stand. This is Daniel Shore.